Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Softball season's beginning. For a lot of grown men leagues, you know, those kind of leagues, including church leagues. And apparently there's a team out there called the Christian Life International. Some church, they're called Christian Life International, CLI.
Yeah. And a cross.
And there's a cross beside it. It was all around Facebook for a couple of days. I commented on it and I remembered it because people are liking my comments. So I put it on Twitter today, at TNT Radio Empire. I can't say the word.
The origin is unknown.
Which is good. That means it's probably true then.
So it's not proven to be fake.
It shows grown men on the softball team.
Yeah. But not proven to be true.
Yeah.
So that means it must be true.
By default.
If it's not fake, sure, it's got to be true.
If it's not fake, therefore it's true.
Right.
What part of the country are they in?
Thanks for finishing the word, by the way. Uh-huh. We've nailed the word country all week long, and that's very...
Yeah, it'd be great if you just stuttered there.
That's when you know it might be true. Do they give details?
The elders of the church got to design the church league softball shirts, it says here.
Didn't say word.
They thought CLI, Christian Life International, alone wouldn't signify a church, so they added a cross.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks real.
Yeah, that's a church in Salem, Virginia. Christian Life International Church.
Yep.
And its address is 1 CLI Way.
You put CLI and a big cross. What letters a cross look like?
Kind of looks like a T.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah.
Large T.
Yeah.
Well, if BarstoolSports.com has it, then it must be true.
They're going to be going under a team name change here soon, probably. Huh?
Probably not.
No, I think you're going to battle that team. Who'd you play this weekend? I wish I could say the word. I don't know why we can't.
Yeah, they were soft as could be.
If it was spelled out like the actual organ, you probably could, because then that would be a clinical explanation, but this is just a cute little nickname for it.
Right. It's crazy. You can't
I just said
that.
they're gonna lick everyone on their schedule.
That's perfect.
That's what I tweeted out, so check it out. At TNT Radio Empire. Great. I'd join that church to be on that team.
So just to get the shirt?
Just get the shirt.
Just to get the shirt.
Yeah. That's how you get me to join a church, Greg. So I can play on the fighting CLI crosses.
CLI cross.
We're going to lick him.
That's worth the price of admission.
We're going to lick him. We're going to lick him.
Do the Root Newt Rockney speech. We're going to lick him. We're going to lick him. Yeah, we get that.
We're going to do it. We're going to lick him.
Like old Dick Harp.
Old Dick. Old Dick Harp.
Apparently we are celebrating Lingerie Day today.
All right.
Do you get that? And what is today? Wednesday?
Whacking Wednesday, we call this.
It is?
But we don't post anything.
It's not Tan Line Tuesday.
That's just something that was yesterday.
Yeah. And sometimes they're in lingerie, but most of the time it's bikinis.
Speaking of whacking, I know we all like the first round of the draft tomorrow night.
No.
By the way, I watched Elway and Marino last night again. About 45 minutes of that. How good that one is.
Yeah.
And I forgot how much they hammer the Steelers for not taking Marino.
They probably should have.
And they should have,
They probably should
have. And I should have brought in a piece that I read in Sports Illustrated about Kyler Murray. It was very insightful. A lot of stuff that I'd never heard before. But, you know, they were speculating about why, you know, he was going to be first in the draft. And now they're not so sure, because they're really not so sure about his commitment to football.
Oh, because he still thinks he wants baseball, huh?
Well, if he
starts sucking, in football, he's got baseball, and baseball he might not suck in.
It depends on the money.
Yeah.
And apparently, and I didn't know this, his dad was very much in the same situation. His dad was a quarterback for Texas A&M back in the early 90s and also a good baseball player. So Dad's been kind of nothing like who's the UCLA meddler?
Todd Marinovich, LeVar Ball.
The Ball family.
Nothing
the
like that. But,
Bolivious Ball.
He's been a little bit involved.
Yeah,
in his son's development.
Well, the part I turned in on last night was a lot of the Elway going to go play for the Yankees instead of playing for the Colts.
Yeah.
And, like, his dad was a spokesman. It was just really weird.
Jack.
His Jack was just right there on the microphone saying, yeah, we understand they have the right to draft him, but, yeah, they suck. It was just really
same
horrible.
Way, you know, the Eli Manning thing, that was this day in 2004. He got drafted by the Chargers, and, you know, his dad was in the front
right,
of that
but he didn't have,
too.
But he also didn't have baseball. Elway said, I'll go play baseball.
Well, a lot of people hammer Manning and hammer Elway about this. You got to realize.
Pitcher, outfielder.
Right. Okay. They were 21, 22-year-old kids at the time.
Well, you see the Elway one, and he's got a bowl haircut. He's 22. His dad's talking for him. And it's so crazy to see how different it was in 83. Elway's there with jeans and a striped little shirt on, like he's still a kid, and what we all dress at that age.
Because he is.
And, no, but nowadays, the guy's suited
up. A brand.
Up.
Sure.
He's a brand.
He's a brand.
He's suited up. Yep. He's standing back there with eight lawyers. It's just so quaint back then.
Yep. But when I hear people, oh, what a little bitch Elway was. No, he had leverage.
Well, he was also
He didn't want to play for the Colts, so use that leverage. I didn't blame him one bit.
No.
Yeah.
They also used Marino, which I didn't know, because they used Marino. The Chargers used Marino to get who was their quarterback at the time? Fouts to re-sign with them.
Damn Fouts.
Yeah, I didn't even know that part. I forgot about that. They were going to take Marino, and because they had a higher pick, I guess. We're going to take Marino, and it makes sure Fouts signs with us, you know.
And later they went on to work for the same CBS team.
That's true. Dan Fouts, good broadcaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marino, he's CBS not guy, as much. Is he?
Yeah, I think so. He does some play-by-play for college, too.
Right.
He does good.
Yeah. Marino was never in the booth.
No, studio.
He's,
did they add a
Marino
segment?
Marino was just knocking over. He was just knocking up assistants.
Yeah,
that's right.
Did they add
right.
a segment to that Elway Marino thing to talk about Elway's later career as a Hall of Fame quarterback talent evaluator?
Oh, no. They do talk about that. How he? Well, this is 2013. That 30-30 is 2013.
Okay,
so it's before he started really sucking at that gig.
That'll be a new 30 for 30. Elway looking for me.
That's it. That's it.
That's what he's doing. Yeah. And guess what? He ain't out there.
He ain't.
No.
I will say there's five general managers, presidents of football operations have won Super Bowls the last 5 years, and he's one of them.
I think Elway's teeth got bigger in the past 30 years, too, if you look at that bit.
I think they are.
I think
it's his face.
He's had them continually buffed, I think, is what's going on.
It's the gums. I think the gums are growing.
Well, they recede a little bit when you get older, I guess.
I think that's what happens.
I think in his case, they grow.
They don't mention that.
He was so obsessed with them not receding that they actually started growing.
Elway, the gums.
I think Kyler Murray's played everything perfectly. And, you know, like when he wasn't going to play football, it all seemed like marketing anyways.
Yeah.
You know, like, he wants to play 1 year and then he's a Heisman guy. And now I'm going to play football.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to play football.
Well, once again, he could be he wants to play somewhere where they're going to start him.
Arizona.
Because they start rookies now all the time.
Oh,
so he gets a shot 2 years down the road. He's not the star. He's got baseball. I mean, Manziel didn't have baseball. A lot of those guys flamed out at quarterback.
No, but the
baseball.
NFL absolutely wants you to be dedicated to the NFL and nothing but the NFL
but
ever.
You
recall that.
And so does baseball.
Myron Roll from Florida State, who said, I think I want to go be a Rhodes Scholar.
The Rhodes Scholar.
And they said, well, you obviously don't care about football.
Yeah, these smart guys.
Yeah.
His draft stock plummeted.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I was reading something earlier this week. They were theorizing that maybe the Cardinals had already been negotiating with Kyler Murray on a contract because they can do that with the first pick.
And you think the A's were still involved?
Well, to put a clause into his contract saying you can't go play baseball, or we're not gonna spend a first pick on you unless you're gonna promise us in a contract that you're not gonna go play baseball.
And he wouldn't sign that.
Well, this is all just theorizing, but it would probably be smart of them to do something like
nice
that.
Problem
There's
to have.
Reports the A's are doubling what they were willing to pay him and bonus him. So I mean, he's marketed himself fantastic. Just like if you just look at it from that, no matter what he does now, he's gonna make money.
Right.
Even if he stinks at football, he's gonna make money going to play baseball.
thing is, I'm sure he'd rather be under the bright lights and a single-A ball in Sarasota for a year.
Yeah, I mean, when it gets right down to it, do you want to be a quarterback in the National Football League, or do you want to go ride a bus? Yeah,
exactly.
And that's something you could probably negotiate.
Probably, too. I won't play any less ball than double-A for 1 month kind of thing.
But they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that.
Yeah, you never know. They clearly want it.
That's true. Tebow's playing.
Oh, my God, that's right.
He negotiated a T-shirt deal, basically, though.
This day in 1994, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson was the first overall pick of the Cincinnati Bengals. You remember that at all?
What do you do?
He was a big D tackle bust.
That's
basically.
Right. He was a bust. I remember
that. The second overall pick was Marshall Faulk. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he worked out.
This is 94, right?
This is 1994. Trev Alberts was the fifth overall pick. And
great college player, but not a good NFL player.
No.
Did he get hurt right away?
He had elbow issues.
In Trev's defense, although, you know,
he killed
football. The only place he's ever been AD.
I think that's what happened is that the thoughts of being able to disassemble two great coaches like Pat Burns and Coach Denny, Mike Denny of the wrestling program.
That's right. Got rid
eight national championships in a row or something like that. The thought just, it hurt his elbow when he was
well,
riding.
They promised him the gig at Lincoln.
That's
give it
right.
To him.
Yeah. Not only did he kill Division II football program.
A great
he
Division
He killed a good Division II wrestling program.
Better than good, like a national power.
Yep.
A national power wrestling program.
All for hockey.
Yeah. And undrafted in
and
that
the,
one.
And for the unrequited love of Lincoln.
All for.
We don't need you, dude.
What he thought was going to be a big job.
Yeah. Well, of course he did.
Thought he was going to be the man.
Can I do this?
Not yet.
And then they bent him over. And
said, no.
We haven't asked him how it felt. We don't communicate.
No,
but he can run into feel free sometime. To reach out for us and tell us how that felt, Trev.
Years ago, I asked him how he slept at night after making
all
those
decisions.
Did you really?
Absolutely, yep. And he just said, well, I just laid down.
Screwed over a great program, two great programs.
Kurt Warner, undrafted in that 1994 draft.
Yeah, what are you working at, a Hy-Vee in Des Moines or something like that?
Barnstormers.
That's right, the Barnstormers.
Yeah.
But he was a grocery store clerk for a while.
Yes, he was. He was trying to make ends meet. Yeah. So
stalker. Yeah. I don't think he worked the...
That's how he met his wife, right?
They didn't trust him with any money. Right, he stalked the shelves.
I mean, look at him.
And played for just you and I.
Yeah, just you and I.
Did, Northern Iowa,
Panthers? Are they the Panthers?
They are Panthers. Excuse me. I saw this one. This is a great headline I think we should dive into.
From just you and I to Hy-Vee. To the Barnstormers, to NFL Europe.
My favorite part
back
about
to Hy-Vee and then to the NFL. I'm not quite sure of his career path.
I think probably right into the Barnstormers, World League,
Barnstormers
Hy-Vee.
All that Hy-Vee and Barnstormers. Rams. Yeah. Barnstormers wasn't paying the bills, I'm sure.
And then Trent Green got hurt and Kurt Warner got in, and now he's a Hall of Famer.
You're right. It was probably Hy-Vee and Barnstormers at the same time.
Probably at the same time.
To make ends meet.
The Barnstormers probably got him that job.
Probably.
You know what? Oh, yeah. That's part of the gig. We'll give you $200 a game and a job at Hy-Vee.
Yeah. Come on in.
Hey, Nick.
Good. Well, you can help us go over this. This is the New England Sports Network.
Hey, Nick. I forgot to say hey, Nick. Everyone else was. Craig? Hey, Nick.
Okay. Hey, Nick.
Puss?
I said it outside.
Oh, you did.
Okay.
Hey, Nick.
That doesn't mean anything outside.
No.
It's not official until you greet him on the air.
Todd's been looking for great mock drafts in his Viking forum. You found any new ones today?
There's Tim from Hibbing, Minnesota had a pretty good
Tim's is looking pretty good.
But, you know, they kind of all look the same, and they're all full of names that I don't recognize.
Not recognizing?
I'm sure they're all good offensive linemen. And
everybody needs that.
Everybody needs offensive linemen. Yes. So you can't go wrong unless you pick the wrong offensive lineman. That's what
I always show my opinion means more than guys that have been in the NFL for 30, 40 years.
Always.
And their job, daily job, is to evaluate talent. I think I still know better. That's so stupid.
I don't know.
It's so stupid.
There's a Patriots podcast out there that has the ideal 7-round mock draft for the New England Patriots.
God.
Those guys know what they're talking about.
Just leak the crap video. That's all I want to hear from that. Yeah.
Why would you mock all 7 rounds, by the way?
Because you
how much time
you
do you have you on that. Your hands?
You don't know the touch of a woman. Or a man, whatever you want to.
7-round mock draft. Right.
Warren Buffett should offer $10 billion for anybody who does the perfect 7-round mock draft. Because you would probably get about 4 picks in.
You couldn't get the first round.
I got to think the first round is as tough as the NCAA tournament,
I would think
Brian.
So, nobody gets the first round.
Nobody. have to guess the trades. And
Kuiper and Todd. Neither one of those guys. They don't get the first round.
No. They spend year round studying that.
That's their gig.
There had to be somebody.
And they got inside information, and they still get it wrong.
Yeah. The Chiefs traded their pick yesterday. There goes the mock. Great.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Chief fan, the Chiefs traded away picks in this year's draft to get a lesser pick in this year's draft. And Frank Clark, who many people may not know the name, but he's an up-and-coming DN from the Seahawks.
Okay, I saw that.
Now, he's also...
Well, let's find out with Nick from Omaha feels. How do you feel, Nick?
Well, another domestic abuser. Yeah! That's what you're going to bring up.
Yes, right? That's exactly what I'm going to bring up.
Oh, I miss this.
You think Javon Belcher did not play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who this guy beat
Kareem Hunt did not play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Tyreek Hill.
Beat up his girlfriend or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, his situation is very similar to Tyreek Hill's, who they kept on the team, I guess, right, to their credit. He was arrested on suspicion of domestic violence. This was 2014 when he was playing at Michigan. He's alleged to have punched his girlfriend.
They dismissed him.
They kicked him off the team.
From the University of Michigan.
Now, of course, he still made it in the league, and he is a very good player, and the Seahawks were willing to get rid of him, and the Chiefs, who have cut a player for domestic stuff and then protected a player for domestic stuff and then also had Javon Belcher murder himself in the parking lot of their facility.
After he killed his girlfriend.
I
forgot about that. Romeo in the parking lot.
Right? And then they immediately signed him to a 5-year extension, making him the highest paid player on the team.
Check in with the woman he punched. See how she's doing.
She's with him.
Oh, really?
They're still together?
Yeah.
Remember the time you punched me? I'm going shopping.
Yeah.
He's like, change the channel.
Thanks for the paycheck.
No, he's like, remember?
Thanks for the paycheck.
So, you know, that'll probably work out. But you wonder how Patrick Mahomes is feeling sitting there like, he's the highest paid player on our team.
Oh, he can't be extended until January.
You can be extended whenever you want if you hold that.
Everybody's extended about Mahomes. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
You're right.
Nick from Omaha has a boner.
Nick from Omaha is extended.
Yeah, are you hard over the Chiefs? Give us a call. Yeah, pretty hard.
Nick from Omaha. Yeah. Right.
Extended is more clever.
Yeah.
More extended.
Ezekiel, it's not fat. Just saying.
All right.
And I think his new tattoo looks great because he posted video of him looking pretty shredded.
I haven't seen the ink.
And I ain't messing with him.
Yep.
Fans are pissed at the L.A. Chargers again. They announced they're going back to their powder blue jerseys,
I like the powder blue, but I think they need to have the white helmets,
too. What's wrong with those?
Nothing's wrong with them. They're great, but you got to think the San Diego Charger fans are pissed at the L.A. Chargers using Junior Seau video and stuff, because Junior Seau is a San Diego guy. Hey, man,
That always goes with the program. You know, I don't think it's right either sometimes because I remember Dan Dierdorf saying years ago, he goes, I'm on the Ring of Honor in Phoenix. I'd never been there. That's basically his line. He goes, I never played in Phoenix, and I'm on the Ring of Honor, the Cardinals, in Phoenix. I know a lot of the Colts records stayed in Baltimore. I mean, they just kept them.
That was like negotiating.
Yeah,
that
it was
negotiating. Right?
Yeah,
the league said this. What's up?
You talk to any old Baltimore Colt, they're not new. They're not Indianapolis Colts.
Didn't Houston keep the Oiler stuff too?
I think so. Yeah.
I didn't move to Tennessee with them.
No. And I don't like it when they do any of that stuff. I think it's stupid that. And this is not really hammering anybody. I hate when they watch the Big Ten Network and they show video of the Huskers when they were in the Big 12, or they show video of Penn State when they weren't in the Big Ten, or any of those.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Things change.
Yeah, just concentrate now that they're in. They've been in long enough, you know.
Yeah, Nebraska versus Oklahoma, Big Ten classic.
Yeah, they'll do that. I'm thinking, no, and I think Husker fans shouldn't like that either.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
Nick Saban's hip replacement went fine.
Good for Nick.
Watch out, though. He's going to be pissed, man, because he's not going to be able to golf all season.
Yep.
Oh, I think you can recover from that fairly quickly.
Oh, yeah. 6 to 8 weeks, they say, but expected to golf until the 6 to 8 week.
That means for Nick Saban, that's like 3 days. I mean, he can do everything better than anybody.
Yep.
For sure.
He's very efficient.
Yeah, I had a buddy get a hip replaced, and they just told him he needed to walk.
Walk it off.
Walk. Just walk.
Rub some dirt on it and walk it off.
I think they made him walk from the hospital at home, and it was like 20 miles.
Yeah.
And he didn't become a worse golfer. I know that.
No, the guy. He didn't even golf. So he didn't care. And his fishing skills did not diminish at all. Because of,
oh, it's a different guy you're talking about.
The hip, yeah. Different guy. Yeah.
Fishing skills did not diminish.
I guess it kind of hurts.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
The Florida State Seminole mascot, you know, the dude that comes out on a horse and whatnot?
Hurts like a sumbitch.
Yeah.
Hurts like a sumbitch.
And your friends aren't very sympathetic.
No.
That's how it works.
No, I'm over it.
You know, at least in this world.
No, I know. I wasn't very sympathetic with my friends either.
Yeah. Ah, my tibia!
I joked about their hip all the time. No, I didn't, because I wasn't that much of a dick.
Well, for that reason.
Ah, my tibia!
Yeah, see, I didn't do anything like that. Nothing like that.
You know, it's funny. I think we've run out of comedians. I think that's that haven't asked Todd about
it. They don't know the story.
No, I think they've all come through two or three times. Nobody asked Todd about it anymore. Really, not any comedians asking about it. They went through two or three times.
Who was that? Oh, when Drew Lynch was here. He didn't know the story, and I didn't volunteer it.
Oh, good.
Did he have Stella with him, his little dog yet?
No.
Not in the studio.
Didn't bring the dog this time.
No.
Didn't need the service dog. So you know the guy that sits on a horse and comes out with the flaming spear for Florida State
at
their stadium?
Yeah, it's a white guy with Indian makeup on.
In the past, he's been played by a white dude at times.
Whoever gets the gig, basically.
I was going to say, is it a member of the Seminole tribe?
No. Not many times. So I guess why would Notre Dame have a young white Irish male be the leprechaun?
They do. They have a redhead sometimes.
They do have one who's actually a native of
Potato.
Northern Ireland. For the first time ever, they're going to have a female one of the three official leprechaun mascots.
Oh, they have three at Notre Dame?
They have three, and two of them are the second and third African-American.
African-American Irish.
To be a leprechaun.
Black Irish.
For Notre Dame.
All right.
They should really get out on the field and shoot potatoes, sort of a potato.
Yeah, they should.
Into the crowd.
That would take out heads.
Just because it might hurt somebody.
It would hurt somebody bad.
Just into the student section only.
You're right.
They're drunk. They won't feel it.
Load the t-shirt gun with potatoes. That'd be great.
I do love that commercial.
Potato
with,
gun.
Harden. And I think it's the Rockets mascot.
Right, Oscar from The Office.
Yeah, where do they start playing jump around? And he jumps out of the bar and starts firing a t-shirt cannon. Just destroys the house.
It is Oscar.
It's like a Gatling gun.
It is. It's great. No comment from real leprechauns.
Yeah,
they should.
They have a big lobbying group that's real leprechauns.
No, they're all drunk.
Yeah, they pissed off.
They'd be up in arms if their arms were longer.
There's got to be some Irish guy. There's got to be some pissed off Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Fan.
So you're telling me
a black guy's a leprechaun? No
Notre
way.
Dame, leprechaun is a woman, a black woman?
Oh, my God.
We'll all be.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, you're somebody at a bar with a big Notre Dame sweatshirt on, fat as hell. I know that fan.
Right. Shut up, Rudy.
And just
I remember when South Bend was a nice community.
Exactly. Oh, here we got a gay mayor. What's up with that? They do.
They do.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.